listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
That was Prince here on Trail Mix with Little Red Corvette, helping us start the 7 o'clock hour. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for starting your day with Trail Mix. A lot more sunlight peeking out from behind the clouds. Those clouds are going to get burned away by that sunlight. We heard there at the end of the 6 o'clock hour, our twice an hour weather update. We'll bring you another one after a bunch more of your favorite music from the 80s, 90s, and now. I've got three more for you before we talk about how modern politics took shape in our own home state, right here in Wisconsin. We're not actually talking politics, though. Don't worry. Don't worry. But we are looking at this day in history. Here's Patrick Swayze. She's Like the Wind on WPFP.
She's like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taken my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done. Feel her breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. I look in the mirror and all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I'd go insane. I feel the breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
That was Tapao, Heart and Soul. You're listening to Trail Mix 103.1 live here in Park Falls. Gray in the WPFP studio. Use the Civic Media app, not the Trail Mix app. Use the Civic Media app. Open it to Trail Mix. Hit text. Gives you a line right into the studio. Alert me to song requests, birthdays, events happening in the Northwoods, whatever you might want to let me know about. We're taking a look back at this day in history, the 20th of March, but make it 2015. That was the day that a solar eclipse, the equinox, and supermoon occurred all on the same day. Therefore, we are 10 years past a lot of doomsday theories coming due. I think we can all call this bonus time. 1854. I've forgotten this one. I remember learning this one in class. 20th of March, 1854. That was the day that a particular political party was formed. It was the Republican Party. It was formed in Ripon, Wisconsin. Google about it. Republican Party formed 1854 or something like that. Or just Google Republican Party. And aside from a whole bunch of crazy news that's not necessarily meant to inform you, like you'll get if you Google Democrat Party, you'll get the history if you look at the Wikipedia article. There will be a history section on it. Check that. 1854, Ripon, Wisconsin. How cool is that? Just a couple years earlier, today's date, but 1852, Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin was published. It shed light on the state of society under slavery in the Union and throughout the United States. The Civil War would break out 9 years later, and Uncle Tom's Cabin played a vital role in the lead up to it. Something else to Google about if you're into history. Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, published today's date, 1852. Look back at this day in history. We take once a day. Later, we'll take a look at some weird news. We already looked at what today was all about. I've got to talk football yet today. We'll have some fun. The music's what we're here for. And first, a look at the weather, some local news, and a sports update from Civic Media's own Mike Clemens. We're WPFP 103.1.
103.1 FM.
The Brewers beat the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Chicago White Sox. Spring training wrapping up this weekend. Opening day a week from today when the crew opens the season in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today in Denver. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. You know, there's a lot of different things around it. Being able to normalize that feeling and understand that we've been here before, it still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic Media News on Trail Mix 103.1. I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume. Eating disorders, how prevalent are they in our country and in Wisconsin? Melissa Kay has more.
An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor, who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
For news, log on to trailmix.fm. and on the civicmedia.us webpage. For Trail Mix 103.1 News, in for Austin Brume, I'm Joel Karnick.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
It's the spring favorite sale at Macy's, which means it's the best time to shop for all the new looks you love, like bold floral dresses for $150 and under, and 50 to 75% off lightweight suits for any occasion, plus 30% off denim handbags that bring the whole look together. So come into Macy's and find a few of your favorites for spring, or maybe even more than a few, only through Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to northwest at 5 to 15, becoming southwesterly this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy after midnight, our low 27. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
She just wants to be beautiful, she goes unnoticed, she knows no limits, she craves attention, she praises an image, she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful. So she's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit of hunger? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect, she don't understand she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh, so to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Hope you see a little bit clearer the light that shines within. There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know.
was Alessia Cara. Scars to Your Beautiful. We're WPFP 103.1 Trail Mix, hanging out with you to start your work day. If you are at work right now or headed to work, thank you for carrying us with you. You can keep us once you're out of the car by downloading that free Civic Media app. You can use it to text me. You can use it to call me. I'm very lonely. Please do any of the above. Really, though, let me know about events. Let me know about birthdays that deserve a shout out. Any birthdays we shout out will have a chance to win a cake that we give away over on WCQM 98Q Country every Friday morning. We let Joel handle that, but I make sure any birthdays we shout out here on Trail Mix get into his drawing. I promise you, just need to hear from you about loved ones, significant others with birthdays or anniversaries are great too. Or let us know about yours. Come May, I'm going to have to call in my own birthday. I know it. I know it. I love you. I know you. I know you're saying, I'm going to remember, but you're going to forget. I'm a forgettable guy. It's okay. That's why they let me bring you the music, because the music's the point. You can just forget about me the moment I stop talking. No worries. No worries. I get it. It's okay. I understand the terms of our relationship. Coming up here, we're going to be taking a look at Florida Man. I promised you earlier, two Florida Man stories, a sip of freedom, and a Snickers attack. First, a bunch of music for you. Here's Whitesnake, Here I Go Again on Trail Mix.
For Park Falls and Glidden, this is Trail Mix 103.1. Trail Mix 103.1.
Thank you.
The Knack, My Sharona. We're Trail Mix 103.1 WPFP. It's time we take our look at Florida Man. Every once in a while when I look, I specifically look at weird news. We've got this kind of news service that we take a peek at here to get our daily updates in the morning. And there's a section that we can use or not called Weird News. And I always have to look, especially because every once in a while you get a headline that starts with a Florida man. And you're probably familiar by now with the concept of Florida Man. It's not all the same one, but if you imagine it's all the same one, it's almost like this Bigfoot mythical figure doing these bizarre things throughout the state of Florida. Or sometimes in other places, you'll get a Florida man doing things in Illinois sometimes. That almost feels like it makes more sense. But anyway, a Florida man arrested for stealing an ambulance and led cops on a high-speed chase, but he clearly had decided that he wouldn't be taken away sober. When he was finally stopped, he refused to get out of the ambulance because he wanted to finish his beer first. It's even on body cam footage. He's pounding a can of beer as he's being dragged onto the street by police. Arrested and charged with DUI and grand theft, Michael J. Escaín later told officers he had been drinking for 2 days and stole the ambulance after being denied a ride home by emergency personnel. You can kind of picture, well, if you're not going to take me, I'll borrow it. Like, just, Mike, no, that's not how that works. You just call an Uber. You're in Florida. Does Uber cover all of Florida? That's a very backwoods question to ask, I think, but I'm sure. Where was he? South Tampa. It was parked outside a South Tampa hospital. Mike, Uber covers that area. In other Florida man news, definitely not the same Florida man, is into some weird food combinations. A guy by the name of Londaryl Harris entered a store and cruised the aisles eating shrimp and Snickers bars. Now, it's easy to imagine when you hear that this was a buffet. Nope, it was a Publix. It was a gas station. I was very confused about this, and then I saw that this happened in the Villages in Florida. If you're not familiar, the Villages is an 80,000 population. It's like a county of packed suburbs strictly for retirement. That's the whole point of the Villages. And then I got it. I was like, oh man, he's just checked out. He's entered a level of retirement that even people down there can't aspire to. I think Londaryl graduated. That's what happened. He was cruising Publix aisles eating shrimp and Snickers bars. By the way, that does not sound like a good combo. I'm hoping my retirement looks something like that, but a little less crime. What's the legal version of what he was doing? Maybe I've got to buy a gas station. Hold on. I'll let you know what I end up with. This has been a look at Florida Man here on Trail Mix. Let's get a look at the weather after a quick word from sponsors.
103.1 FM.
Please, please, please.
That's Shady Brad Schimmel on his knees begging for money from billionaires like Elon Musk who want to buy Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
I have to crawl around begging people.
And the more Schimmel begs,
please, please, please,
the more they shell out because they know Shady Brad Schimmel is for sale.
I have to crawl around begging people.
After all, Schimmel cut a crooked plea deal with a man caught with child pornography after his lawyer gave Schimmel thousands in campaign cash. What should have been a 25-year sentence was dropped to just 3 years for that sick predator. So it's no wonder Elon Musk wants Schimmel on the Supreme Court. He knows Schimmel won't block him as he slashes farm subsidies, goes after Social Security, and breaks promises.
I have to invest in knee pads.
Brad Schimmel, if you're listening, get up off your knees. You're embarrassing yourself. Paid for by the Justice Project.
Please, please, please.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Please, please, please.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Streaming Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to northwest at 5 to 15, becoming southwesterly this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy after midnight, our low 27. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
Summer!
Rod Stewart, Young Turks here on WPFP 103.1 Trail Mix. Just had a check of the weather. We do that twice an hour. We'll have another one again before too long. But it's almost 8 o'clock, and that means it's almost time to talk football here on Trail Mix. The Packers are doing Packer things. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but it might just be some due diligence. They hosted a player for a visit. We'll break him down a little bit and what it might mean for the Packers' draft strategy this year. First, though, more of your favorite music from the 80s, 90s, and now. We're WPFP.
Sugar sweet, don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be